Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Pei Aleph, Menachos Daf 81. And on today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is trying to answer or analyze a question that was raised back on Pei Amud Beis, where Rabbi Chiya taught the following Braisa, Toda Shenis Arva B'Tmurasa, that if there was a Thanksgiving offering which became mixed up with a animal that had been exchanged for it, and so therefore at that point both of them have the law of a toda, and then what happened was mesa achas mehen, one of these animals died, then chaverta en latakana, the other one, the second animal cannot be brought, because says this braisa, hechi naved, what should we do? Nakriv lechem hadei, if we're going to offer bread with it, dilma tamurahi, maybe it's the exchanged Thanksgiving offering, and the Thanksgiving offering that is exchanged, that exchange horse is supposed to be offered without the bread. And on the other hand, lo nakriv lechem bada, and if we do not offer bread with it, that we can't do either, because dilma todi, maybe it is in fact the Thanksgiving offering. So therefore, the Gemara says, the Braisa is saying, we have no possibility to deal with that situation. The Gemara then offers a series of suggestions as to how to ensure that actually the bread could be brought, and the sixth suggestion is the one that is introduced on our daf by Rav Shisha Bered Rav Idi, because Rav Shisha Bered Rav Idi says, Im Isa L'dechizkiya, if we adopt the position of Chizkiya, which was said back on Pei Ches Amud Beis, where Chizkiya said the opinion there that if one brought 80 loaves with his Thanksgiving offering and did not specify that only 40 of them are hektish, then the halacha is that the 40 become consecrated, 40 of them become consecrated as Thanksgiving offerings, and the other 40 are considered achrayus, meaning to say they're guaranteed that if the first 40 are lost, they can then be brought in its stead. So Rav Shishi Breda Rav Idi says, if we adopt Chizkiya's position, that in fact one could bring all 80 into the courtyard on the condition of a stipulation, then if that's the case, laisi behema, a person should bring another animal, laisi shmonim bahada, and he should bring 80 chalos with that, 80 offerings with it, 80 loaves. The layman person should say, ihach dekaima todahi, if this first one that I am bringing is in fact the toda, hanami to have a toda, then the one that I'm bringing afterwards is also a toda. Vahash monim ditravayu. And therefore, these chalos, these 80 chalos, belong to both of them. However, ihach dekaima tamurahi, if this one that I'm bringing was in fact a tamura and it was not a toda, then ha toda, then the one that I'm bringing now, the second one, is a toda, v'halachma, and these 80 are indeed the bread that is associated with it, 40 as the actual bread and the other 40 as a guarantee. V'likdishuluhu arba'im mitoch shmonim, and therefore, as a result of that, 40 of that 80 will be sanctified, and therefore we could bring all 40 loaves into the courtyard, even though you're bringing in, perhaps otherwise the problem would have been that you're bringing in food that is not sanctified into the courtyard of the temple, and so now we're seeing that you're able to do it. The Gemara says, no, that is not an acceptable solution, and the reason why it's not acceptable is because what we're saying is, mishum dekamemait ba'achila, because that what's going to happen is we're going to be diminishing the consumption of the bread. And there's three interpretations that are associated with Rashi that are brought down in this context. One interpretation is that as a result of this, there are four, out of these 40 loaves of bread, there are four of them that are designated as to be a tithe to the Kohen. And since now we're going to have to designate 8 as a tithe to the Kohen, 4 from each one, that's a lot of bread for the Kohen to be eating. And it's since the Kohen is limited in who we could give the food to, because it has to be somebody associated with the Kohen's family who is eating this bread, it's possible that the Kohen will not find enough people to eat all 8 loaves of bread. And therefore, as a result of this, it's going to become burnt, and we're causing the truma, the tithe, to be burnt, and so therefore that's going to be problematic. That is one answer that is associated with Rashi. Another answer is And it's interesting to point out that Rashi writes in that the printed Rashi on our text, which is Miyuchas Rashi, writes here the language of Mipi Rebbe, which means he got it, which is usually association that he got it from Rashi's teacher, or also Kach Shamati, which is something that Rashi also says, which when he gets his teaching from his teacher. But a second teaching that appears in associated with Rashi is that the four of these chalos are going to be what's called Safik Truma. It's a doubt whether or not it's Truma. And since, because we're not sure if it was just the Achrayos, which of the Trumas it was, and if it was the guarantor of the Truma, it was not actually Truma. And so the Kohen will be afraid to eat it because he's going to say, maybe it's not mine, and I don't want to take from what belongs to the owner. And also the owner will not eat it because he's going to say, maybe it's Truma. And so therefore it will cause it to be burnt. And the third approach is that the owner is going to be afraid, or is going to diminish eating all of the 40 chalos that are brought as a guarantee, because he's going to say, since I'm not sure if they are really sanctified or not, I have to eat it in time of day or night. And as a result of this, it's not going to be able to be eaten in time, and therefore it will be burnt. But if they're burnt, and they're not really supposed to be burnt because he didn't eat them, then it's actually wasteful, because that's a violation of the biblical prohibition of Baal Tashlis. And you're not allowed to waste food. So therefore, what's going to happen is he's going to be burning these 40 loaves out of a doubt. And as a result of this, the Shu'ut Dovei Misharim writes, we see from here that Rashi's of the opinion that this prohibition of wasting food, Baal Tashlis, is actually a biblical prohibition. Because otherwise, we would have brought the bread offering. If it was just a rabbinic prohibition as a result of wasting food, we wouldn't have stopped this animal from being offered. But this proves that it's a biblical prohibition of not wasting food.